Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. We don't show westerns very often, but we do have one here for you today. It's the classic Rio Bravo, starring John Wayne, Dean Martin, and Rick Nelson. This movie was inspired by another classic western, High Noon, which we showed a while back, but not in the way you might think. As I mentioned in my High Noon intro, John Wayne wasn't a fan of the political subtext in the earlier film, and he and director Howard Hawks both disagreed with how Gary Cooper's character, a U.S. Marshal, went around begging the townsfolk for help. So they put together their own story of a marshal under siege, but who was willing to go it alone, and only accept the help of those capable of really helping, and not ending up as corpses. And the story worked. The movie received good reviews and very good box office, and was later inducted into the National Film Registry in 2014. Looking at the cast, this featured an early dramatic role for Dean Martin, not too long after he broke up his partnership with Jerry Lewis. Rick Nelson received good notices for his role, but he wasn't the first choice. Originally, Elvis Presley was approached for the role of Colorado, but Elvis's manager, the infamous Colonel Parker, wanted a huge salary and top billing even over the Duke for his client, so that was a non-starter. The cast also includes previous Wayne co-stars Ward Bond, whom we saw with Wayne in The Quiet Man, and Walter Brennan, who co-starred with Wayne in Red River, a western also directed by Howard Hawks. The movie also features then-rising starlet Angie Dickinson as snarky female lead Feathers. Behind the camera, we've seen two Howard Hawks films so far, the film noir classics To Have and Have Not, and The Big Sleep, both of them with Bogart and Bacall. Lee Brackett, who co-wrote The Big Sleep, also co-wrote today's movie, while Dmitri Tiomkin, who did the music for High Noon, also composed an effective score for today's feature. A few years later, Hawks and Wayne would remake Rio Bravo as El Dorado, a 1966 western with Robert Mitchum and James Caan. Then they do another, looser remake in 1970 as Rio Lobo. The story would later be updated for John Carpenter's film Assault on Precinct 13 in 1976, which was itself remade in 2005. You almost need a flowchart here for all of these. Please don't forget to pass along your comments and suggestions. You can post them on our Facebook page, email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can call us at 908-754-7885. And you can look up the list of the movies we've shown, and the links to them, on our website. That address, once again, is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, we really appreciate your stopping by, and we hope you enjoy today's movie. And now, from Warner Brothers in 1959, here's Rio Bravo.